The city of Kunduz is now the last Taliban stronghold in northern Afghanistan. Today, U.S. warplanes continue to blast that city, and after days of standing back and watching, Northern Alliance forces joined in with artillery and rocket fire. Refugees fleeing Kunduz say that foreign militants in the Taliban ranks are preventing the town's surrender, vowing to fight on until death. Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending more special forces to southern Afghanistan. Their mission is to find Osama bin Laden. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says finding bin Laden and destroying his al-Qaeda network remain the United States' number one priority. He says U.S. and opposition forces in Afghanistan have made good progress over the last week, evidently killing a top lieutenant of bin Laden's, Mohammed Atef. But as he's done in the past, Rumsfeld urged patience for what still may be a lengthy campaign.
As enemy leaders become fewer and fewer, that does not necessarily mean that the task will become easier. People can hide in caves for long periods, and this will take time.
The task of finding bin Laden falls mostly to U.S. Special Forces, whose numbers have increased in recent days to several hundred. These commandos have been much in the spotlight during this war.
They're certainly doing exactly that which they've been asked to do and performing exceedingly well.
At first, many of the special forces were helping the Northern Alliance in its battles with the Taliban. But as the Taliban has retreated, more and more special operatives have focused their attention on searching for Osama bin Laden. Former Special Forces officer Michael Vickers, who's now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, says two things should help in that manhunt. First, operatives may get fresh information about bin Laden's whereabouts from Taliban prisoners or defectors. Second, as Taliban control over Afghanistan shrinks, bin Laden no longer has a Texas-sized country to maneuver in.
He's got a county now or something. It's still a big area. I mean, if it's a needle in a haystack, the haystack has shrunk a lot and it's on fire, so it's a lot better for us and worse for him.
A Taliban envoy claims bin Laden is no longer in one of the four provinces controlled by the militia and may not be in Afghanistan at all. The envoy made conflicting claims about bin Laden's whereabouts over the weekend. The U.S. is offering a reward of $25 million for bin Laden's capture, and Rumsfeld says that should encourage many Afghans to help in the search. The U.S. may rely on locals for any dangerous cave-to-cave hunting that's necessary, but Rumsfeld says that does not mean special forces will be out of harm's way.
If you're going to put people's lives at risk, you better have a darn good reason. And we do. Lives are at risk, and lives will be lost. And anyone who thinks that you can have an antiseptic war is wrong.
Some critics have suggested the U.S. is trying to be too antiseptic, and that its concern for avoiding civilian casualties has hampered the effort to kill terrorist leaders. The Washington Post has reported that as many as 10 times in recent weeks, U.S. warplanes had a shot at Taliban or al-Qaeda leaders, but were prevented from pulling the trigger for fear of hitting civilians. Rumsfeld dismisses such criticism, saying Tommy Frank, the regional commander-in-chief, or SINC, has struck a good balance between carrying out the mission and minimizing civilian deaths.
He makes a series of judgments. Now, then you're going to have a bunch of people around the side who aren't the SINC, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to say, well, gee, if I'd been doing it, I would have done this. I would have done more of that, or a little less of this, or I would have done it faster or slower. There has never been a conflict where people didn't sit down and say, gee, the SINC should have done this, or the SINC should have done that. And my attitude is Tommy Franks is doing a darn good job, and I think most of the people in this building believe that.
The ultimate test, though, will be whether Franks and the special forces succeed in capturing bin Laden and destroying his al-Qaeda network. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.